A creepy sort of indignation had crept into her voice. It made her sound younger, and look younger. I suppose my memory could be wrong about that, but I don't think it is. Sitting there on the edge of the white light from the dining hall, I think she looked about 12, 13 at the most. He couldn't erase the Alvin Dark signature in the pocket, though, or right over it. And he blushed. Dark red, red as roses. Then, do you know what? He apologized for what he and his two friends did to me. He was the only one who ever did, and I think he meant it. But he lied about the glove. I don't think he wanted it. It was old, and the webbing was all broken out, and it looked all wrong on his hand. But he lied so he could keep it. I don't understand why. I never have. I'm not following this, I said. Why should you? It's all jumbled up in my mind, and I was there. My mother told me once that happens to people who are in accidents or fights. I remember some of it pretty well, mostly the parts with Bobby in them. But almost everything else comes from what people told me later on. I was in the park, down the street from my house, and these three boys came along. Harry Doolin, Willie Shearman, and another one. I can't remember the other one's name. It doesn't matter anyway. They beat me up. I was only 11, but that didn't stop them. Harry Doolin hit me with a baseball bat. Willie and the other one held me so I couldn't run away. A baseball bat? Are you shitting me? She shook her head. At first they were joking, I think, and then they weren't. My arm got dislocated. I screamed, and I guess they ran away. I sat there holding my arm, too hurt and too shocked, I guess, to know what to do. Or maybe I tried to get up and get help for myself and couldn't. Then Bobby came along. He walked me out of the park, and then he picked me up and he carried me back to his apartment. All the way up Broad Street Hill, on one of the hottest days of the year, he carried me in his arms. I took the snapshot from her, held it in the light, and bent over it, looking at the boy with the crew cut, looking at his thin stick arms, then looking at the girl. She was an inch or two taller than he was, and broader in the shoulders. I looked at the other boy, Sully, he of the tumbled black hair and the all-American grin, Stoke Jones's hair, Skip Kirk's grin. I could see Sully carrying her in his arms. Yeah, but the other kid. I know, she said. He doesn't look big enough, does he? But he carried me. I started to faint, and he carried me. She took the picture back. And while he was doing that, this kid Willie, who helped beat you up, came back and stole his glove? She nodded. Bobby took me to his apartment. There was this old guy who lived in a room upstairs, Ted, who seemed to know a little bit about everything. He popped my arm back into its socket. I remember he gave me his belt to bite on when he did it, or maybe it was Bobby's belt. He said I could catch the pain, and I did. After that something bad happened.